AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Basketball star Brittany Griner made a plea in her drug trial in Russia. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
Her representatives tell the AP Griner has pleaded guilty to drug possession, but that she had no intention of committing a crime. The two-time Olympic gold medalist has been held since February after cannabis oil was allegedly found in her bags at a Moscow airport. Her trial started last week, and inside court today, a U.S. diplomat says she delivered a letter to Griner from President Biden, who called Griner's wife yesterday to pledge all efforts toward freeing the WNBA star. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Robert Cremo Jr. says he was shocked to learn his son is the suspect in the deadly mass shooting at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois.
I love my son, but it's devastating to everyone involved.
Cremo was on ABC's Good Morning America. Seven people were killed in Illinois. Britain will soon have a new prime minister. Boris Johnson says he will resign. Scandals kept building up. People like Susan Palm in London are saying goodbye, Boris.
I'm a conservative, but Boris has to go. He's a disgrace. And I was listening to Radio 4 this morning, and if five ministers go in the space of an hour, I can't believe what he's doing, and it's very bad for the country.
Johnson will remain prime minister until a successor is chosen. The World Health Organization reports a 77% weekly increase in the number of lab-confirmed monkeypox cases to more than 6,000 worldwide, and two more deaths in part of Africa. Aides tell the AP Senate Democrats want to boost taxes on some high earners and use that money to extend the solvency of Medicare, the latest step in the party's election year attempt to craft a scaled-back version of the economic package that collapsed last year. This is AP News. Retailers are starting to scale back hiring.
Retailers have been on a hiring spree since soon after the pandemic started to meet the crushing demand from online shoppers. But consumers are pulling back on spending now, and with fears that a recession may be ahead, companies are reviewing just how many workers they have. Walmart, the nation's top employer, has said it overhired, but it's reduced its headcount through attrition. Amazon has said it's got too many workers in its warehouses, and FedEx is hiring fewer people. Facebook's parent Meta says it's moderated its hiring plans. Netflix and Peloton have announced layoffs. But the National Retail Federation says there are still way more retail job openings than people on unemployment. I'm Rita Foley.
A million pilgrims from across the globe are in the holy city of Mecca to perform the initial rites of the Hajj, the largest Islamic pilgrimage since the start of the pandemic. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.